please welcome to the Women Who Lead Summit. It's been amazing. And today we are going to get into some business fundamentals. All right. So it is my pleasure. And I'm so excited about what she has presented for you. I cannot wait for you guys to see this. I want to introduce you to the incredible business coach and entrepreneur, Nomita Kamawat. I probably said that wrong. Kamawat. she corrected me before, but I'm pretty sure I messed that up. So anyway, Nomita is a business coach and she's a coach of coaches, really. So she specializes in helping aspiring and established coaches build their businesses and really do it from the scratch and hit their first 5K milestones. I love everything about that because a lot of you who are here are just starting to really create and start to launch and really think about how to hit your next milestone. So this is going to be for you. Now, she empowers coaches to grow in their business organically without the need of a website or paid ads or tech or any of that overwhelm that happens when we first start being coaches. Believe me, I know. Okay. So Namita's mission is to simplify the path to success, showing coaches how to attract clients with ease and confidence. Her expertise and her practical strategies have transformed the way coaches approach building their businesses, now helping them gain clarity and take actionable steps towards growth. This is what she is here for today. She is here to share her session on discovering your niche, and she'll guide you through a step-by-step framework and find your unique and profitable coaching niche that really is going to connect with the people you're trying to connect with. Now, whether you're just starting out or looking to refine your focus, this session will provide you the clarity and the confidence that you need to build an authentic and successful coaching business. So please join me in welcoming this brilliant woman, Nomita. Welcome to the stage. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I have a lot of energy, Nomita. I should have warned you. How are you doing? Is everything going well? Are you well?
Yes. Yes. I'm doing great. I'm doing amazing. How are you? How's the weather?
The weather is it's good. It's 47 degrees Fahrenheit, which is kind of in the cold area, but not too bad. But I'm really glad you're here. And I know that you're going to be leading us through what it means to discover your niche. What does that mean to be organic? All that kind of stuff. So I'm going to remove myself from the stage and allow you to present to these amazing women. Okay. So I'll see you at the end.
Yes. Thank you for giving me your time and thank you for giving me this opportunity. So hello everyone. So let's get started with how to discover your niche. So I'm going to present my screen. So please make sure you are sitting with a pen and a paper because we are going to try to find a profitable niche for you at the end of this session. So let me present my screen. Okay. So I hope everyone can see my screen. So today we are going to learn the step-by-step process on how you can discover your profitable niche. Let's get started with this. So before we start this, I want to let you know about a little bit of my journey, what I do and what has been part of my journey, how I became a business coach. So hello, everyone. My name is Nomita Kumawat and I'm a business coach for coaches and I'm from India. And I help coaches to build their coaching business from scratch and hit $3,000, $5,000 or $10,000 milestone with organic marketing strategies, like without any website, without running paid ads, or without focusing on buying complicated tech tools or funnels. So a little bit about my journey, because obviously you want to know who is this person who is telling us about how to find our niche. So this is a little glimpse of my journey. So in 2016, I opted for software engineering. Like since my childhood, I always wanted to become a software engineer. So in 2016, after I completed my high school, I enrolled myself in a software engineering college. And in 2017, like in second year, I discovered digital marketing. And then I realized that this is what my passion is. But I realized that software engineering is my dream. So what I did was I managed two careers. I was building my career in digital marketing also. And I was learning and I was doing my degree also in software engineering. So side by side, I was handling both of the things. I got placed in as a software engineer in 2019. At the same time, I got a full-time job in digital marketing. So I had two different careers and like just with just one degree. And then 2020, COVID happened, it got me the time to understand what I want to do with my life. Then I realized that software engineering is my dream, but digital marketing is my passion. So I thought, okay, let's give it a chance. If it will not work, like if digital marketing will not work for me, I will switch back to IT because I have the experience, I have done the internships, the trainings, I have made the projects, and I have the degree. So I dropped the placement offer of software engineering. I decided to give digital marketing a chance. And then I landed in a job in digital marketing in December 2020. And on the first day of job itself, I realized I can't do this for the rest of my life. Like I can't wake up and sit in front of the screen to work for someone else. I can't be accountable to someone else. I don't want others to judge me, to judge my work. And at the very moment I decided that I need to come out of it, I need to do something to come out of it. Then slowly I started finding what can I do how to come out of this corporate race. And then I got to know about business coaching. Then I discovered what is a business coach, and then I researched a lot. Then in March 2020, I launched my coaching business. I got my first client. And then I thought, okay, that's it. Now I'm going to, you know, scale my business. But it was not it. In July 2020, I had a major health issue that I was not able to sit in front of a screen for more than 30 minutes. And at the same time, I was working in my full-time job. So I thought of pausing the coaching business and focusing on my job. But again, somewhere in my mind or somewhere in my heart, like the craving was there to come out of this corporate race. So in 2023, I decided that's it. I can't do this anymore. I have to do something to come out of it. So I decided to invest in a mentor. And that was the best decision I made. And because of that one decision, I was able to come out of the corporate job. I was able to build a successful coaching business. And I am sitting here right now to teach you all of those things that I've learned, all because of that one decision. So that's a little part of my journey, and I hope it inspires you a lot. So when you see me today, so like you will ask me, what is your credibility that you are sitting here? So I want to let you all know that, yes, I am a business coach for coaches, and I'm running my successful coaching business. I'm out of my corporate job. I'm not in the corporate race anymore. And I have clients from different parts of the world. Like, this was my dream, to work on a global audience. And I'm living that dream. I have clients from different parts of the world, and I'm helping to achieve their dreams. I'm earning more than my corporate job. And I am leading an incredible community of more than 700 coaches. Can you believe 700 coaches are trusting me, and they're seeing me as an expert? And I'm helping other coaches to create the dream business of their life and to come out of the corporate race and to create a life of freedom. So in this training, I will guide you through a clear step-by-step process, which is going to help you to identify your profitable niche. So when I say profitable, so why I'm focusing on this word profitable? Because see, everything is a niche, but everything is not a profitable niche. Okay, everyone wants the solution of their problem, but you can't earn money by solving everyone's problem. So that's why we need to find a niche through which we can generate some revenue using our skills. So that's why I'm focusing on the word profitable. So our goal is to find a profitable niche, not just a niche. Okay. So please, guys, sit with your pen and paper, and please sit without any distraction, and please focus on what I'm telling you in this training. So this training is for you if you are struggling, and if you are not able to understand what could be your perfect niche. Okay. This training is going to help you if you really want to attract your ideal clients, but you are confused where to start. Because see, niche is the foundation of any business. Like niche is what? Targeting specific group of customers or people. So if you don't have that in mind that these are the people I'm targeting, how you are going to build a business? So niche is the foundation of any business, whether you are a coach, you are a service provider, or if you are selling a product. Okay, so this training is going to help you if you are ready to build a business and if you are ready to stand out from the competitive market. Okay, this training is going to help you if you are looking to create a profitable offer that is aligned with your passion and expertise and skills and knowledge. Okay, and this training is going to help you to stop feeling overwhelmed by the broad marketing efforts, and so you can focus on the clients who need your help. And I also want to make sure that, see, this training is not just a quick money-making scheme. You need to work. And if you're sitting here just thinking that you are going to get money, you are going to generate revenue by this one training, no. You have to work. You have to work on so many things. This training might be one step towards that big goal, but still you need to do so many things to achieve that dream. So this training is not going to work for you if you are not willing to take action or make any decision for your business. If you are just sitting here and if you will just close your laptop after watching this training, you are not going to get any results. See, this training is not for you if you are not open up to the process of narrowing down your focus or find a specific target market. Okay. And if you're thinking that this training is a quick fix for you and you don't want to put any work, sorry, this training is not helpful for you. Not just this training. Any other training is also not helpful for you if you are not willing to take the actions. Okay. And this training is not going to help you out if you prefer to stay in your comfort zone and you are avoiding to make any changes in your approach. If you think that this thing is not working, then please try to change it. But if you want to make it work and if you don't change the process that you are following and if you are not getting any results, then see, the problem is with you, not with the process or the system. And this training is not going to help you if you are not ready to invest in yourself. So let's start with a little bit of motivation. Okay. So the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the courage to take the one step. Even if you want to go to the market, even if you want to go to another city, another country, you have to take one step. You have to step out of your house. You have to go to the bus stop or the airport or the market. You have to open your car door. So you are the one who is going to take the step. And to build your coaching business or build any business or to achieve that dream, this training might be the first step that you are looking for. So I hope this training will be helpful for you. So let's move to the next part. So I want to know that how many of you feel that you are unclear on who your ideal clients are? Like sometimes you are focusing on, let's say moms. Sometimes you are focusing on moms who are working. Sometimes you are focusing on moms who are stay-at-home moms, like homemakers. And you are still like unclear. You are jumping from one niche to other. So how many of you feel like that, that you are unclear on your ideal clients? How many of you feel that you are struggling to differentiate yourself from the market? And how many of you are like just jumping from one niche idea to other? Without no clear path. Like you are not able to understand why are you not getting results in the same niche while your competitor is getting the result. You are doing the same thing, but you are not able to get the results. And then what you will do, you will switch your niche. You will see what the other competitor is doing. You will do that. And then what you will see what the third competitor is doing. You will do that. You are just jumping from different niche. How many of you are you doing this? Do you also feel like you are unsure of how can you communicate your message, your value to your potential client? And how many of you are just sitting there and watching others grow? How many of you are feeling this? Type me in the chat box. I want to know how many of you are feeling this. See, if you're feeling this, so the problem is not with you. It's the process you are using. See, if you are putting effort, you are putting your time and energy into the thing, but the other person is getting the result and you are not getting the result. So what is the difference? Is it the difference of time or the energy or the mindset? No, it's the difference of the system, the process, the resources, or the strategy that two person are using. Some things might work for you. Some things might work for your competitors. But everything is not going to work out for everyone. And you have to find the right process that is going to work out for you in business, in personal life, in anything, in everything. You have to find the right thing that is going to work out for you. And I hope I'm able to give you the right process that is going to help you. So I want to ask you a question. Like, do you know what is the most expensive thing today? Any guesses? Like, I'm telling you, it's not gold. It's not real estate. It's not time. It's not diamonds. It's not platinum. What do you think is the most expensive thing today? Like, if you have that thing, you are going to definitely make money. Definitely make money. Any guesses? I want the answers in the chat. Please, please drop your answers. I want to see what others think that is the most expensive thing. I will give you a few seconds to drop your answer in the chat. Okay. I'm not going to hold on to that much. So the most expensive thing today is attention. If you have attention of the people, you can make money. How? See celebrities, actors. They are doing acting. Every actor is doing acting. Some actor is good, some actor is bad. But the actor who has the most attention of the audience can charge higher. They have movies. They are making good money. They are charging millions for one movie. Doesn't matter they are good or bad. They have the attention of the audience and that's how they are making money. Influencers. They are getting views. Views are what? Views are equal to attention. People are giving them their time. People are giving them their attention. So if you are able to capture the attention of the people, yes, you are definitely going to make money. But again, the next question is, are you capturing the attention of the right people? And by right people, I want to say that the people who are willing to invest in your services, they are the right people. Doesn't matter if your reel is getting 1 million views. If out of them, if you are not able to generate 10 clients, then those 1 million views, like, they are not worth it. So the question is, are you capturing the attention of the right people? So if you are capturing the attention of the right people, you can do so much things. When you don't have a clear niche, when you are not able to capture the attention of the right people, what you do is you just try to speak to everyone, but you end up resonating with no one. See, when your content is generic, when your message is generic, people will not be able to relate with you. If you say, I help you with anxiety, okay, I understand, but what exactly I'm going to get if I'm investing in you? You will say, I will help you to come out of anxiety. But okay, what's the outcome of coming out of anxiety? So people will not be able to relate with you if you are speaking to everyone. So that's why you need to niche down. Your dream clients, they will come on your profile. They will not be able to understand what is your niche, what services do you provide. And they will like skip your profile because they are unsure that are you the right coach for them or not. And your content gets lost in the noise instead of grabbing attention and building trust. If you create generic content, people will just see your generic content and they will just skip and they will just scroll down. They will not check your profile and they will not check what services you are providing because they will not be able to understand what you are giving because you are not clear. See, clarity is the most important thing and your niche is going to help you to get the clarity in your message. So are you all ready to discover your profitable niche? Please sit with your pen and paper. I'm saying it again and again, but it's really necessary. So let's dive in. So first of all, let's understand what is the word niche. Like the word niche in itself has so much hype. Okay, I don't know my niche. I think this is my niche. My niche is not working, and I've seen people switching their niche so many times, and they don't even understand what exactly is a niche. I have once met a woman. She was telling me that she has changed her niche 10 times. And she haven't got one single client. So I was like, what's the problem? And then they realized that she's not understanding what is a niche, and she's just copying what her competitors are doing. So first, let's understand what is a niche. So I want to let you all know that niche is not an industry or a category. If you say I'm a life coach is not a niche. Life coaching is an industry. If you say I'm a fitness coach is not a niche, it's an industry. So what you have to do is you have to target a specific group of people which have same pain points or goals. Okay, so you have to target a specific group of people with a focused approach rather than trying to reach out to everyone. See, you can't solve everyone's problem because you have never faced everyone's problem. You might have faced a few problems. Your friends might have faced a few problems, but you don't know how exactly does it feel when, like, through when your friend was going through that problem. So you have to understand, you have to find a specific group of people that you are going to target, and I'm going to help you to find that. So why we need to niche down? If you say, Namita, I don't want to niche down, I was like, okay, you can close this training right now if you are not willing to niche down. Don't watch the rest of the training if you don't want to niche down. But why we need to niche down? Because niching down is going to help you to differentiate you from the market. It is going to help you to stand out from the competitors, and it is going to help you to position you as an expert, as an authority in the market or in that particular industry. If you say, I'm a life coach, people will not trust you. But if you will say, I will help you to come out of this problem and I will help you to achieve this problem, so then you focus on an industry. And that's how you establish yourself as an authority. And that's how people will look up to you as an expert. Niching down is going to help you to make your marketing strategies more targeted. When you don't have a niche, you will try to, follow every marketing strategy out there. And you will try to attract everyone, or you will try to focus on everyone out there and see how much time and money and energy you are wasting while you are targeting everyone. But if you are focusing on a particular set of people, you are making your marketing strategies more targeted. Next is efficiency and effectiveness. If you have clarity in your niche, you can focus on a specific group of people. And what you have to do is you are going to use the rest of the time, money, and energy by focusing in different revenue generating tasks. And that's how you can increase your efficiency and effectiveness. Because you know that you have limited time, money, and energy, you have limited resources, and you can use those resources on focusing on those set of people. And when you have your niche with you, when you niche down, you will get multiple opportunities for expansion and your growth. So a few do's and don'ts before we actually jump into the niche part. Please make sure you are always choosing a niche based on your passions and strength. Don't look what a competitor is doing. See what are your passions, what are your strengths. And please see what is the market demanding. That is why I'm saying your niche should be profitable. If there is no demand for your niche in the market, how will you generate money out of it? And you have to make sure you are specific and clear in your niche. Do not try to overcomplicate it. Do not try to add everything out there in your niche. No, it should be specific. It should be clear. Please make sure you are testing and refining your niche based on the feedback. If you think that a few terms or few problems are not resonating with the audience, please change it. Because that is the most important thing. Like, audience is the most important thing. and embrace your unique offer so that you can stand out from the crowd and listen to your audience needs and struggle. Listen to your audience, listen to their feedbacks, listen to what they are saying to you. Because at the end, you have to connect with the audience and position yourself as an expert in your niche. It's not that you have just clarified your niche and that's all. No, you have to work on it. You have to keep posting content. You have to reach out to different people and keep evolving and adapting as your business grows. Keep upskilling yourself. Do not try to stuck with one niche. When you upskill yourself, you will add a new skill and see if you are able. If you need to change your niche, please do that. No one is stopping you. You can change your niche multiple times. But it's not that you are changing your niche every month. No, that you don't need to do. But yeah, if you are evolving, if you are adapting, if you are upskilling yourself, please make sure you are changing your niche because your business is also growing. Next is few don'ts. Okay. So do not pick a niche based on the popularity alone. If you are not passionate for it, then please don't choose that niche. Don't see what your competitor is doing. See what strengths you have. And do not choose a niche just for the profit. Do not think that other person is doing it. She was able to generate 100K, 200K, 500K. I will also do the same. No. Don't do that. You will burn out yourself. You will get overwhelmed. And you will think that, okay, and then after a few months, you will stop working on it. Next is do not overcomplicate or generalize your niche. When you try to add everything, you are going to make it overcomplicate and then you end up resonating with no one. And again, the same thing. If you try to generalize it, you are already targeting everyone and then you will not be able to resonate. And that's like both of the things are not going to work. And do not neglect market research. Once you have found your niche, please make sure you're doing market research to test it and to validate it. Okay, and do not afraid to pivot if your niche is not working. If you think that you are putting efforts, you are following the right strategies, but the niche is not working for you, do not be afraid to pivot. It's completely okay. I have changed my niche so many times before actually finding the right niche. And do not ignore your ideal client's pain points because those are the points you are going to work on. So do not ignore them and do not rush into the process of discovering your niche. See, it is said that your niche will find you. You don't find your niche. Your niche will come to you. But for that also, you have to take the step. You have to start working on finding your niche. And then ultimately, your niche is going to find you. So these are a few pointers you need to keep in your mind. So there are three ways in which you can niche down. You can niche down based on the service. You can niche down based on the industry. And you can niche down based on a profile. So I have a few examples. For example, if you are a parenting coach, and let's say you are helping in time management for moms of toddlers. So in that case, you are providing your services as a coach, like for time management coaching to the mom. So what here you are doing is using the service part. Next is career coach. So example is you are helping career transition coaching for mid-level corporate professionals in IT. So here you will see that you are helping those who are in IT. So you are choosing a niche based on the industry. Next is expat coach. So you are helping in empowerment coaching for expat women in Europe. So that is a profile that you are targeting, expat women in Europe. So it means you are not going to help others who are from different continent or who are from different countries. So these are the three things or these are the three categories in which you can find your niche, service, industry, and profile. So always make sure that whenever you are finding your niche, it should include all of these three elements. First is passion. You should be passionate about your niche. Otherwise, you are going to burn out. You are going to get so much of overwhelm that after a few months, you will stop working on it. So you need to be passionate about it because at the end, you are going to help your clients with it. And if you are not passionate about it, you are not passionate about building your business and you will end up by closing it. Next is proficiency. I'm not saying that you need to be pro or you need to be the expert in every industry. You need to do all the certifications. No, you just need to be a few steps ahead from your ideal clients. Just a few steps. You do not need to have all of the certification in that industry. No, you just need to have the experience and skills. And next is profitability. If you are not able to generate money out of your niche, that is not a profitable niche. So please avoid these kind of niche, and that is not going to generate any revenue. So please do not waste your time and energy in those kind of niche. So let's get started with actually how to find your profitable niche. So first is, see in which of big three areas does your offer or solution fit. See, people are willing to invest in these three areas of their life. People are willing to invest in their health. It could be mental health or physical health. People are willing to invest in their wealth. Like if something is going to increase their wealth, like for example, like stocks, mutual funds, real estate. So people are willing to invest in something that is going to increase their wealth. And people are willing to invest in something that is going to improve their relationship. So the relationships could be with themselves also, with other relationships also. So see in which of these area your offer is going to fit. Because people are only going to willing to invest in these three areas. And that is a first step to find a profitable niche. And if you think that your niche is not fitting in any of these area, please try to rethink it. So here are a few examples. So example like health is like diet, nutrition, strength training, weight loss, relationship, love, dating advice, marriage advice, wealth, finance, investing, real estate, sales. So see if your offer is fitting in any of these three areas. Next is step two. Now see who is the person you are targeting. When I say who, you have to actually define your target audience. Like, are you focusing on women? Are you focusing on professional? Are you focusing on entrepreneurs? Are you focusing on teenagers, students? Or like, who are the people you are targeting? Okay. So how you can think of it? Just think, who will get most of the benefit from my expertise? Just see what stage of life they are in. It's not just about the age. Just see the stage. For example, some might struggle with relationship issues at 20. Some might struggle with relationship issues at 50. So like that is the stage of life. Okay. And see what common challenges do they face. So next step is to find the who. Like who are the people you are going to target. So that is the next step. And the third is, what type of person are you targeting? So here we will try to go a little bit deeper into defining the type of person. For example, in step two, we have defined professional women. In step three, we will see what type of professional women. For example, professional women struggling with toxic relationship. Professional women struggling with burnout. So you have to go one level deeper and find what type of people you are going to target. See if there is any specific characteristics, behavior, or lifestyle pattern that you want to add. So how you can identify that? See, what are their biggest struggles right now? Focus on the major struggles they are facing. The root cause you know, but they don't know. They are aware of like the biggest struggle, the major struggles. For example, anxiety, depression, trauma, overthinking, negative self-talk, self-sabotage, lack of confidence. So these are major struggles. But as a coach, you know the like root cause, but they don't know. So they will think of it as a major struggles, major problems that they are going through. Next is, see what is their primary motivation or goal? Like what is their goal that is driving them towards the solution? Whether they want to work on themselves, whether they want to achieve inner peace, whether they want to spend more time with family, whether they want to improve their relationship with someone. So what is their primary goal that they want? And next is, see what unique challenges do they face that others might not. See, everyone's journey is different. So if you are able to come across someone who is facing unique challenge, see if you are able to resonate with it and see if you can add it in your niche. So that's how you will do the what type of person you are targeting. Like that, step three, you will go one level deeper. And the next is step four. Here comes the situation part. What you will do here is you will find the pain your ideal client is going through and what is their desire. Like you will take them from their pain to their desire, and that is your niche. And that's how, like, it is that simple. You are going to take them from their pain to achieve their desired result. Okay, so you have to find what are they currently struggling with and what they want to achieve. So successful offer is going to help to solve a specific pain and deliver a clear-cut transformation. Like you have to focus on the specific major problems or pain points, and you have to just show them the specific transformation, clear transformation. If they are able to understand the clear transformation, then they will get the clarity. Okay, here you will add all the emotions, the struggles your client might be facing, and the outcomes your client wants. Like this is like cut to cut, directly. You don't need to overcomplicate things here. So let's understand this process in more detailed manner. So most of the time, what you can think of about your niche is, you are your niche. Let me explain it. Think of yourself, let's say 2 years back or 5 years back, what problems you were facing. Like you might be overthinking, you might be in toxic relationship, you might be like facing weight loss issues, you might be facing menopause issues, you might be facing anxiety, depression, trauma, suicidal thoughts. Like think of all of the problems you were facing a few years back. And now think of yourself as who you are today. You are out of all those problems. You have overcome all those problems. And that's why I say you are your niche, because that is what you are going to do for your clients. You are going to help them to come out of those problems that you have faced, and you are going to take them from those problems to where you are at today. So that's why I say you are your niche. Think of your journey, what problems you have been through. Think of yourself, that where you are today. And that is your niche. That's like, that's the most simple explanation of niche I can give. So take a few seconds or a few minutes. Pause this training if you want. And sit with the pen and paper. And now write the repeated pattern of problems that you have faced in your life. Because as we know, universe keep repeating the problems in our life until we learn the lesson. So write the repeated patterns of problem that you have faced in your life. It could be toxic relationship patterns. It could be like a few limiting beliefs, trauma, anxiety. It could be different for different niche. So pause this training for a few seconds, a few minutes. It like the problems could be like 15 also, 20 also, or like 5 also. Like write all the major and minor problems, repeated problems that you were struggling with. So I have added a few examples, like for fitness, for menopause, for depression, for career, for alcohol. So if you want help, you can check the examples, but pause this video, write all of the major problems you can think of, all of them. Okay. And then next is what you are going to do is now write the repeated pattern of outcomes. Okay. So now you have to write what you are today. You had anxiety. Now you are out of that. Now you don't have anxiety. You have achieved inner peace. You are struggling with work-life balance. You have achieved work-life balance. You were feeling burnout. You are out of that. You are not feeling burnout. You were self-sabotaging. Now you are not self-sabotaging yourself. Earlier you had fixed mindset. Now you have the growth mindset. Earlier you were questioning your worth. Now you are feeling empowered. So these are the outcomes. So now again, pause this training for a few seconds, a few minutes and write all the repeated patterns of outcome or results that you have achieved. Okay. Again, there's no limited number. It could be 5 also. It could be 50 also. Write all the major and the minor outcomes, desires that you have achieved. Again, here are a few examples for different niche. So you can take ideas from that also. So we are done with the pain points. We are done with the outcome. Next is how you came out of it. What was the process that you have used? See, the process could be different for everyone. In fitness also, there are so many exercises. In life coaching also, there are so many modalities. In healing also, there are so many modalities. So write the process, the tools, techniques, strategies, resources that you have used to come out of it. For example, in life coaching, there are so many modalities, CBT, tapping, like the neuro-linguistic programming, neuroplasticity. There are so many processes. There are so many resources, tools, techniques, strategies out there. So write what things you have used that helped you to come out of it. See, everything is not going to work out for everyone. And that's completely okay. You just have to write what are the things, what are the processes that you have followed that helped you to go from your pain points to your outcome. Just write the exact name of the process. You do not need to write this thing in detail. Just write the exact process, like what things you have used. Like write the name of the process. That's what you need to do. Okay? So now the final step is to combine all of these steps. First, you have to define the market, whether it's health, wealth, or relationship. Next is you have to identify the who, like the target audience. Who are the people you are going to target? Next is what type of people you are going to target. And the last is the situation, like what are the pain points and desire that you are going to work on. Okay. So now I'm going to give you a universal niche formula. When I say universal, you can use it in any industry. Doesn't matter you are a coach or online service provider, anything. You can use this niche formula in every industry. Okay. So here is the ultimate niche formula. I help XX, that is the client profile or the client avatar, achieve YY, like the dream outcome that you are going to give them, through ZZ, like the new method, without their biggest fear or pain. I will explain it one by one, but this is the niche formula. I help XX client avatar achieve YY dream outcome through ZZ new method without biggest fear or pain. That's like, this is the niche formula that you need to use in every industry. So let's understand with an example. So I'm a business coach and I help coaches who are struggling in their 9-to-5 job and who are looking to come out of it. So what is my niche? So I help coaches who are in a 9-to-5 job seeking time and location freedom. So that is my client avatar or my client profile. Now I help them to achieve what I help them to launch and grow their coaching business and achieve the $5,000 milestone. So that is the dream outcome I'm giving to them. Through my Hyperleads Freedom method, that is the name of the method I use without the paid ads website or tech overwhelm. Like sometimes most of the coaches, they fear about that I need to invest money to build a website. I need money to run ads and I need to invest in funnel strategies, email marketing software. So what these all things are their fear, their pain. So I'm assuring that I will help you to achieve your goal without focusing on these things. So that is my niche. I have few more examples. So you can see that I have added my niche in my profile everywhere. So if someone is coming on my profile, they will get to know what I do clearly. If my niche is not clear, no one is going to come on my profile. And even if they will come, they will just skip my profile. But you can see how I have added my niche in my profile. So if someone new is coming in on my profile, they will get to know what I do within the first few seconds. And for the Facebook, Instagram also, I've done the same thing. I have added my niche in my bio and it's clear. I have not tried to overcomplicate it. I have not tried to serve everyone. I'm only helping coaches. I'm not helping entrepreneurs or online service provider or freelancers. No, I'm only helping coaches because that is my niche. Okay. So let's understand this with a few examples. When you say I'm a fitness coach, as I've told you, fitness is an industry, not a niche. When you say I'm a fitness coach for working professionals, again, you need to niche down this a little bit more. When you say I help working professional to lose weight in 90 days and to lead a healthy lifestyle through my Zenith Fit method without following hardcore cardio, that is a niche. That is a clear, specific niche that you are only helping working professionals. You are not targeting everyone out there who want to lose weight. And working professionals, they have the money to invest. And they will invest because they don't have enough time. So they are like, okay, let's take my money and just help me. Just give me the right strategies. Give me the right exercises. Next is when you say I'm a life coach, that is not a niche. When you say I'm a mindset coach, that is a niche. But again, we need to narrow it down. But when you say I help women struggling with limiting beliefs and self-sabotage to build unshakable self-confidence and achieve a balanced, fulfilling life using my Phoenix mindset method without feeling guilty. So that is a niche. You are giving them a result to build unshakable self-confidence, to live a balanced and fulfilling life. And you are focusing on their specific pain points, limiting beliefs and self-sabotage. Here is an example for service provider. When you say I'm a digital marketer, so digital marketing is an industry, not a niche. But when you say I am ads manager, then people will think of it again. In ads also, there are so many ads you run, Meta ads, Bing ads, Google ads. But if you say I help real estate agents and brokers generate qualified leads and 10x their sales through my revenue builder system without overspending on traditional ads. So here you will see that you are just giving them a specific result that I am going to help you to 10x your sales. So the result is clear and that's how people will able to resonate with you. Again, when you say I'm a photographer, that is an industry, not a niche. If you say I'm a visual storyteller for food and hospitality brands, again, you need to narrow it down a little bit more. If you say I help restaurants and food brands build a visual story that showcases their unique flavors and atmosphere through my Savor the Shot system without the overwhelm of content creation. See how crisp, clear, and onto the point it is. Like within this one statement, it's clear that these are the people I'm going to help, and I'm not going to help anyone other. So that's how your niche should be. It should be short, crisp, and clear and specific. And it should reflect what you are going to solve and how you are going to solve it. So once you are done with your niche, you have to test your niche. Why we need to test your niche? Because if you don't validate your niche, how will you find out that it is working? So to test your niche, you can do it in three ways. First, what you have to do is reach out to your ideal clients. Take market research call. Take free calls for 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Ask their pain points. Ask their goals. Ask what they are struggling with. Ask what is holding them back. And see if you are able to resonate with it. See if your niche has all of these things. Next is surveys and questionnaires. You can create forms. You can create survey forms and pass it on, and you can ask people to fill it. And then you can look at the feedback and the answers that you are getting. Next is study your competitors. See what your competitors are doing. I'm not saying just copy your competitors, just see what they are doing. Just analyze how they are doing it and see if something that you can take from their profile. Okay, so do not just copy your competitors, but take inspiration from them, take ideas from them. So when you are like done with the testing part. So once you collect all the feedback, so these three things that you need to focus on. First is see if the market is interested in your solution. So you have to see that whether there is an interest for your solution in the market. You have to see whether your target audience is actively seeking a solution to the problem that you are solving. If the market is not interested in the solution you are providing, people are not going to buy it. Because again, attention is the most important thing. People will give attention to the things they are interested in. And if there is no interest for your solution, no one is going to buy it. Next is test if the market is willing to invest in your solution. Okay, interest is not enough. People should be willing to invest. You have to see that does the audience value your solution enough? Are they ready to pay for it? And next, you have to see if your market is buying your solution. We have checked they are willing. Now we have to test that whether they are actually investing in the solution or not. Because that's what ultimately we have to do. We have to ultimately generate the revenue. So we have to measure whether your audience is ready to buy your services, your solution, your offer or not. Okay, you can check the workbook for more detailed questions that you need to ask. Okay, so at the end, I want to say that your dream clients are waiting for the unique value only you can offer. Okay, your clients are going to come to you only because they are going to resonate with you. But for that also, you need to take the step. You need to clarify your niche. You need to find your profitable niche. So when the audience will come on your profile, they will resonate with it. They will follow you. They will reach out to you. They will become your clients. But for that also, you have to take the first step. So take the first step today, own your expertise and watch your business thrive. So at the end, I want to let you know how I can help you out. As you know that I'm a business coach and I help coaches to build their coaching business from scratch. And if you want to reach out to me, you can connect with me on the Instagram. You can send me a DM. I'm available. I'm in the inbox. Or you can reach out to me on the Facebook. I'm available with the name Namita Kumawat, the business coach. So you can DM me, you can follow me, you can send a friend request. And I'm open to all of these things. Okay, at the end, if you have any questions, please reach out to me. I'm available to answer all of your questions. And if you need any help, I'm here to help you out. Okay, so please take your first step. And I really want you to take the first step. Because that first step is going to open so many opportunities for you that you never know. So thank you for taking time out from your busy schedule. And thank you for coming to this training and watching this training till the end. And I hope you got a lot of value out of it. Please give me your feedback if possible. And thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here and giving like such a great presentation. I really appreciate that, Namita. And, you know, you left a lot of things on here about, you know, you are your niche. So being discovering that. So let them know what you have for them that's, you know, free for them to have and how you gave them how to connect with you. But I would like you to let them know what you brought for them.
Yes. So I have created a worksheet or workbook for them that is going to help you to find your niche. So I have already added the question in the presentation, but there is a detailed workbook for them. They can sit with it and they can think through it. Like there are different questions and they have to answer all of these questions and they have to reflect on their journey. And at the end, there is again the same prompt, the same niche formula that they can use to create their niche. So there is a workbook for all of you on how to discover your profitable niche.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Namita, because that's going to be very super helpful for them. So I'm going to make sure all of you women have the connections and everything you need to connect with Namita. I'm going to put all of her information below and also the link to her special, to her freebie for you, because I want to make sure that you guys grow and really get to the niche, get to the person that you are trying to reach. So thank you guys for being here. This is the Women Who Lead Summit. Until next time.